Welcome to the Earth Day episode. Earth Day is April 22nd. The official theme for 2024 is Planet versus Plastics. To prepare for the big day, let's talk briefly about the origins of Earth Day. But first, I must take a big bite of humble pie, for I, your host, made an error in episode 50 about a company called Aquaria. The correct website is aquaria.world, and the company is based in the United States, not Australia. With my apologies, I'll try to do better in the future. Just to review, they can do magic. Aquaria's HydroPixel pulls in air from outside. Air filters get rid of dust and dirt, making the air clean before it goes in the system. Aquaria's cool invention condenses air moisture into liquid water. And just like that, they made water out of thin air. Being a massive movie enthusiast, I can't help but think of the movie called The Graduate, released in 1967. In this iconic film scene, Dustin Hoffman flawlessly brings Benjamin Braddock to life as he converses with an elderly gentleman amidst the joyous festivities of a college graduation celebration. The man is giving Braddock advice about what career path to follow, and the guy says to him, "Plastics. Plastics is one word of advice for you." Braddock asks, "Yes, sir," and the guy continues, "Are you listening?" Braddock says, "Yes, I am." The guy repeats it, "Plastics," and Braddock asks, "Exactly how do you mean?" The guy says, "There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?" That scene has remained etched in my memory all these years. The soundtrack, by Simon and Garfunkel, adds a nostalgic and melodic backdrop to the movie, featuring iconic performances by Catherine Ross and Anne Bancroft, who fans fondly recognize as Mrs. Robinson. All right. Apologies and trivia are complete. On with episode 52, it's almost Earth Day. Before 1970, it was legal for factories to emit dark, toxic smoke into the air or dispose of large quantities of dangerous waste in nearby streams. There was no legal recourse to prevent it from happening. How could that even be possible? Due to the absence of the EPA, the Clean Air Act, and the Clean Water Act, environmental regulations were virtually non-existent. Without any legal protections, our environment was left exposed and at risk. The deteriorating city air and contaminated urban water supplies had become major public concerns. In the spring of 1970, Republican Senator, that's right, he was a Republican. Senator Gaylord Nelson created Earth Day, aiming to bring this issue to the forefront of the national agenda. In various cities across the U.S., 20 million Americans took to the streets, making their voices heard and achieving their goal. In December 1970, Congress took a significant step towards addressing environmental concerns by authorizing the creation of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The success of Earth Day showed that we had the ability to mobilize public support, harness energy, and cultivate commitment to protect our environment. And although the struggle is far from over, we have made significant strides forward. By 1980, fundamental legislation began to safeguard the environment. I won't list them all, but here's a partial list. The Clean Air Act, the Water Quality Improvement Act, the Water Pollution and Control Act amendments, the Resource Recovery Act, the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, the Toxic Substances Control Act, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, the Federal Environmental Pesticide Control Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the Safe Drinking Water Act. Tell that to the folks in Flint, Michigan. Here's a short Earth Day quiz. Which country is home to the greatest biodiversity of plants and animals? France, Ecuador, Brazil, or China? The correct answer is Brazil. How much of our air pollution comes from motor vehicles, like cars and trucks? 30%, 50%, 45%, or 70%? 50% of our air pollution comes from cars and trucks. Why was April 22nd chosen as Earth Day? Was it because planting could be done in all US planting zones by that date? Or was it due to all but four northern states would be frost-free by that date? Maybe it was chosen because more youth could participate, because April 22nd, 1970, was between spring break and final exams. Gaylord Nelson knew he needed young people to get involved and support Earth Day, so he chose April 22nd. Next, what does 350, the magic number of climate change, refer to? 350 parts per million of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere, or 350 million hybrid electric cars on the road globally? The correct answer is number one. The current level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is 425 parts per million, which is higher than last year at this time, when the level was 421 parts per million. You can follow our path to oblivion at co2.earth. Earth Day 2024 has adopted the theme Planet versus Plastics, signifying the ongoing struggle to protect our planet from the harmful effects of plastic pollution, hoping for a 60% decrease in the production of all plastics by 2040. We are surrounded by synthetic materials and plastic waste. Plastics have infiltrated every aspect of our lives, spreading like an unstoppable epidemic. Microplastics are everywhere, making it virtually impossible to steer clear of them. As we uncover the prevalence of microplastics in our water and the food chain, we are realizing the significance of that sentiment. Without a doubt, it is highly likely that we are all consuming plastics. Is it rude to eat while I'm talking to you? I'll take my chances. I've got this yummy sandwich in front of me, but I need ketchup. Honey, whenever you have a spare second, could you pass me the ketchup and those barely visible microplastics? According to new evidence from a pilot study, babies may have a higher susceptibility to ingesting microplastics compared to other demographic groups. The research findings were shocking. Baby feces contained median levels of certain microplastics that were over 10 times higher than those found in adults. Good Lord, who got that job? Microplastics can be found in their toys, clothes, cribs, playgrounds, and even in the breast milk they rely on. Babies and infants are constantly surrounded by microplastic particles, inhaling and ingesting them at every stage of modern life. Microplastics can be found not only in household dust, but also in the very air we breathe. Let's leave the babies alone for a minute and head out to sea. Things aren't looking any better there. According to projections, by 2050, the weight of plastic in the oceans is expected to surpass that of fish. Microplastics are consumed by numerous animals at the bottom of the food chain. These animals are preyed upon by other species, which are in turn consumed by humans. Every minute, 1 million plastic bottles are brought around the globe, filling landfills and polluting the environment. The United States bears the burden of roughly 9.7 billion littered cigarette butts annually, a disheartening 4 billion of which contaminate our vital waterways. While waiting at a traffic light last week, I watched as the guy in front of me casually flicked his cigarette butt out of the window. I honked at him, and in response, he angrily raised his middle finger. Nice guy, huh? I guess I should consider myself fortunate, all things considered. He could have shot me. Each year, more than 26 million US tons of polystyrene, commonly known as plastic foam, are produced worldwide. At earthday.org, you can use the global event map to find nearby initiatives. Just enter your location, and a world of Earth Day events will be at your fingertips. As an example, there is a public cleanup near me scheduled for 9 a.m. The organizers are hoping for about 200 people to sign up as volunteers. In Liverpool, England, there is a unique opportunity to get involved in a paddleboard cleanup event and contribute to the preservation of the city's natural beauty. Hang on a second. My producer is holding up a sign. He's curious if they're clearing away any stray paddleboards. This is the level of brain power I can afford to run the show. In the future, I absolutely have to improve. William, they're using paddleboards to go out into the water and pick up trash. Is it really hard to figure it out on your own? Where was I? Oh, right. Volunteers will convene at Salthouse Slipway, where they will set off on paddleboards to gather litter, disposing of it in a bucket, and log all the plastic they retrieved on the Planet Patrol app. Who is Planet Patrol? I love these guys. They're a dedicated team of people trying to clean up our world. I'm guessing Earth Day is like the Super Bowl to them. The episode wouldn't be complete without pointing out a climate hero, or in this case, a pollution-fighting hero. Planet Patrol is leading a revolution in addressing environmental issues by empowering the public with real-time data on pollutants through a user-friendly dashboard. This is just one example of the different types of activities to get involved with. Make Earth Day a memorable family day. While it may be tough to pull the kids out of school, there might be an event available that conveniently starts after school ends. From one continent to another, events are occurring simultaneously all over the world. This is a special day when we can devote our attention solely to Earth and its well-being. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, feel free to reach out to me at rfwalden.com. While you're browsing the website, make sure to take a look at my eco-inspired climate fiction books, which offer a unique blend of entertainment and thought-provoking environmental narratives. The book I have my nose buried in is titled The Mountain and the Sea, authored by Ray Naylor. At the midpoint, I find myself re-evaluating my entire perspective of an octopus. As we approach Earth Day, I send my regards to everyone and bid good night to Galileo, a legendary figure who shares my birthday.